It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Below Deck is back, and of course, we're covering Season 8.
For Season 8, we're bringing you recaps even earlier to help you get through the week. So make sure to subscribe so you never miss a minute of discussion.
Well, let's get into it. Okay, I just want to start by saying that I don't think James looks like Tom Hardy at all.
I have a question. Why is a good-looking guy like him working on a yacht like this?
Whoa.
That's a cool question.
You know what you look like? Tom Hardy.
That's a good shout.
Thank you.
We're fast becoming friends.
Francesca.
Yes.
That's the hottest guy right there.
The hottest guy?
I think I'm worried about my boyfriend.
Out of all the guys, is that your favorite? Tom Hardy right there.
I don't know. They're all my favorite.
That's a no, isn't it?
But I feel now, like after I heard the Charter guest say that to him, I was like, that's really just what I should start to say to any straight guy who needs a boost. Because I feel like that's the ultimate compliment to a straight guy is you look like Tom Hardy.
Yes, I think that's a good point because women are attracted to him. Men want to be him.
Exactly.
It's like all around. He also, I don't know if you know this, but Tom Hardy has these MySpace pictures that are floating around the internet. Have you seen these?
No, are they naked?
They're not naked. They are suggestive and just very like 2000 MySpace profile. Just Google it. Anyone out there who hasn't seen them yet, Google it because it's well worth it.
I have to say, these Charter guests, for being so young and rich and privileged and whatever, were pretty great, you know? Like, even at the beginning of the episode, you had the new gal breaking down because she's so tired. She doesn't have her clothes. You know, it's all too much for her. And one of the Charter guests, he just, like, came around the corner to get something, probably like a shot of Jaeger, and just sees this woman bawling. And I feel like had it been, you know, other Charter guests, they would have gone back and be like, oh my God, can you believe, you know, and complained. Yeah. And he was just like, okay, I'll give him a minute.
Any other Charter guest would have barged right in there and been like, I'm so sorry you're having a breakdown, but like, we really need something. I mean, in my mind, I'm picturing previous Charter guest Charlie. But
sweetie,
you know what I mean?
Let me do it for you. You seem tired.
Right. Yeah. No, these kids were all around pretty good. I think the crew deserved a bit of an easier charter this go around. Jumping ahead just a little bit, but talking about the tip that they leave.
They did leave us $1,000 a piece, which I think we dodged a bullet. Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank
you, Captain.
Nice job.
It's a tip. They've got money. Spread it about a little bit.
You know, I understand it was way lower than we're used to seeing in a tip, but it seems like they were only there for like one night.
And you know? Really, it didn't seem that high maintenance. So, I mean, for the amount of work they were doing, maybe it's measurable, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that they really requested was this beach excursion, which you know how I feel about these. Like, this is when I start to get stressed out for the crew because there are just too many factors, too many things that can go wrong. And lo and behold, there's no sunscreen.
Do you guys have any sunscreen?
Elizabeth. Okay. Sunscreen? Mm-hmm. Do you have any sunscreen for the guests?
No.
No. Should really have sunscreen.
Nice. All right.
Sunscreen's on bridge deck aft. Just go ahead and bring that over, please.
Copy.
As a second stewardess, you need to show initiative. I can't train that. It needs to be already ingrained in you.
No, I hate this island.
I cannot think for a second and third stew. This is what I need them to do.
Here's the thing. Why don't we have a checklist that we just keep all charter, all season long, and each time there's a beach excursion, you don't leave until you've checked off all the boxes. It right. seems like it should be doable.
Yeah, they do seem to have, you know, a whiteboard in like the crew room where they eat. There seems to be like information taped up all over the place. Maybe that is one piece of paper and checklist that should be printed out and hung up somewhere. Like, if we're going to leave the boat, here's all the stuff we need. And I guess that does fall on Francesca a little bit and kind of brings me to my next point about, is everyone sort of phoning in this charter or this whole experience? I don't feel like everybody is giving 100%.
I think maybe that's a result of the last charter being so terrible that this one is kind of easy. So you're like, okay, I can breathe. But then it's like you're letting things fall through the cracks.
Yeah, right. I mean, it seems like Eddie has a lot of experience. He's pretty set with the deck. He just got this new deckhand, even though he lost one prior. It seems like it's Francesca and the interior that's struggling a bit more to really get it all together. And that's a tough part too, because just like the food, the interior is like the most guest-facing role. You know, the deckhands are there, but they're kind of just like blowing up the toys that they're going to play with in the water, and the guests are like, yes, deckhands. So the interior just really does have a big responsibility, and I just feel like everybody's not really being whipped into shape the way that they should be. And I kind of want to like call in Bugsy. You know, I feel like she would be great at just like getting them to get their shit together.
I'm surprised with Rachel, because she didn't say it directly to Francesca, but she said it about Francesca in an interview, that it's starting to wear on her that Francesca isn't communicating with her. And yeah, that was surprising to me, because I feel like we've seen Francesca on the ball.
There really is a lack of communication from Francesca, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, because she has to be my eyes and ears. So I don't want to burn that bridge just yet.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Rachel's got a tough job, and I think you need that really strong, open line of communication with your chief stew. And maybe she's just not feeling that supported. And it could be a little bit of, are we going to start to see more of Rachel's ego? Because even in the next on clip at the end of the episode, we see her start to freak out, which I cannot wait for, over this caviar situation. So maybe we're just starting to peel back the layers of Rachel and how she reacts to things. And if she's not feeling supported, that could start to, you know, make her crack.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, this episode was great. I'm just ready to see either some sort of breakdown, some sort of blow up, or just drunken antics from the crew.
Okay, yes. Thank you for bringing that up, because by the end of this episode, I am all in with James being like, you guys, what is happening here? This is a reality show. As much as we are here to work on this boat, like, we need to start acting a fool, because what else, you know, like, I honestly feel bad for him.
I just feel like I struggle to relate to everyone on deck. No, but I feel like everyone else works super hard but doesn't enjoy themselves. And I think, so what's the f***ing point? When Eddie stresses out, I have less fun. What am I doing here? I'm not here to have a stressed out work environment.
So what do you think the solution could ever be?
To f*** it off.
Yeah, but you can deal with it for just another, like, few weeks.
Yeah, I can stick this job out, but do I wanna? I don't know.
It's just work now. And it's slowly sinking in.
He just wants to, like, have a good time and, like, celebrate and be able to, like, go out and connect with people. And he doesn't really seem to be making any connections. And no one can seem to understand him either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking up these Tom Hardy photos.
But with James, you know, he just wants to have a good time and, like, connect with people. And you have Shane over here who's all about, you know, like, energy and vibes and, you know, opening up the sun in the morning. Like, all this crazy, like, stuff. But James is actually trying to make connections with people through, like, going out and hanging out and talking and drinking and partying. And that's how you make your connections.
We're having sex. And he's trying his best. And no one is, you know, taking the bait.
I know. Well, so that's my other question is, so far, you know, we have seen James really be pretty open about, like, hey, what are you looking for? Are you trying to hook up with people on this charter? Like, straight up asking almost everybody he sees. Do you feel like that's a better approach than perhaps the ones that we've seen in the past where it's like weird comments, like flirtation, but like almost crossing the line? I'm not going to name names, but I feel like, you know, people will know who I'm talking about. There is something about being on the receiving end of something that's potentially uncomfortable from someone who is attractive versus not, you know, like it just is the way we react to things.
Yeah. I'm curious, I guess, if the everyone's reaction to James is going to change, right? Because like this is the beginning. Everyone is sort of new to the boat. Does this sort of constant flirtation not so cute when you're like 10 charters in and you're so tired?
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to score with somebody. Otherwise, I can't even see him lasting the full 6 weeks or whatever it is. I mean, he doesn't seem to be getting any fun out of this experience. And I think that's primarily what he's looking for, which whether that's right or wrong, who's to say? But I don't know. I feel like he's just like, all right, I guess I'm just going to keep my head down and I'll wash this deck and we'll see what happens.
I mean, it would be hilarious to have someone leave the boat because they're like, this isn't fun. I know this is going to be fun. It's not. It's work.
Well, that was kind of Laura last season on Below Deck Med. I will say, last thought on James, is that I did start following him on Instagram because, you know, our listeners know that when there is an attractive person on a Bravo show, I will just do the proper research and investigate and see what kind of pictures they post. Are they thirst traps? The whole thing. He does post some, you know, thirst traps here and there. So if Below Deck doesn't work out, if being, you know, on a yacht doesn't work out, there's definitely other opportunities for him, I think, in the world.
Good to know. Good to know.
Okay, one other thing that is not in this episode, but it's on BravoTV.com. It's part of our Bravo Insider Club. There is a preview for an upcoming episode where Captain Lee absolutely loses his shit on a charter guest. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. No, I have it open. This week has been so crazy busy. And do you sometimes save things as a reward to yourself?
Yes.
I'm like, I just got to get through this work day and then I'm going to watch the hell out of that clip because I'm very excited.
So it's not in next week's episode. It's actually going to be coming in a few more weeks. It's later on this season. But the clip was just so good that we wanted to release it a little bit earlier through Bravo Insider because I have never seen Captain Lee this upset, and it's justified 100%. But it's just like one of those moments where you're like, oh my God. And you can see some of the other crew members are kind of like laughing off to the side. You know, that nervous laughter that you get when you're possibly a little frightened or like you don't know what else to do. And yeah. Like you can see them like chuckling off to the side, but Captain Lee is dead serious and he is so mad. And you're just like, oh my God. You're like, what did he, what happened? It's so good.
Oh my God. Now you might have to watch it now. And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.